That's it. So the Talmud tells us that once he saw a man crawl out on the limb of a tree, and he came to the bird's nest, and he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah in the Torah of sending away the mother from the nest before taking the eggs. So he came to do a mitzvah, a rare mitzvah. So that was his chance to do a rare mitzvah. And he slipped off the limb and he died, broke his head. So the mayor said, listen, and God said regarding that mitzvah, Laman yarichun yomecha, that you'll have, I promise you, length of days, a long life. Here, I saw with my own eyes, the man went to do the mitzvah and he fell off and got killed. I don't want that. To rephrase it in our language, it's not fair. It's not right. He was tripped up by the great question of tzaddik v'ralo. Righteous people in the world suffer. Rosh Avatovla, and the miserable people, you know, he's driving around in his Jaguar. God is not fair. And he cracked. If you'll think about it, we all survive because we never think about it. That's the best, you know, that in general I say that in the yeshiva to the guys. That's the solution we've all agreed upon. We never think about anything. So therefore, life poses no problems. But sometimes, Rachmona Litzlan, sometimes the problem hits home. There is a tragedy, God forbid, that occurs. There's no answer to that tragedy. Somebody that's good and kind and fine and everything, you know, why? What's the answer to that? Leaves over orphan. Well, how does he justify that? The Kotzker has in one of his famous you couldn't repeat it if the Kotzker wouldn't have said it. Somebody once came to him, a widow with a house full of children, and her husband had died, and she was left penniless. The tragedy was enormous. So she came to him for comfort. So he said, "You'll have to go to someone who has enough cruelty to do this to you. Only he has enough comfort to strengthen you." That's the question. God is right, but we don't know how. We just don't know how. It doesn't make sense to us. We cannot figure him out. So Elisha ben Abuya, he gave it all up. That's one story. The second story is the story of our time. The second story is that he saw the Romans behead his Rebbe, Rab Chutzpis HaMeturgeman. In the executions that followed Hadrian, so Reb Chutzpis HaMeturgeman was known as the man of the golden tongue, his words of Torah. He was a great orator. So he saw that his tongue rolled in the dust. So he said, oh no. He said, if that can happen, a man who all of his life spoke Torah, and again, God lets that happen, right? Auschwitz. That's what the Talmud is telling us. Talmud is telling us Auschwitz, right? If God lets that happen, right, then I don't want to belong to the club. So the Talmud says he left everything. The rabbis gave him a name, Acher. Acher meaning a different person, another person. It's no longer the old Elisha ben Avuya. Acher, he changed, he's a different person. And most of the rabbis stayed away from him. He was a bad influence. But Reb Meir used to come and learn Torah with him. And when they asked Reb Meir, how can you do that? So Reb Meir said on him the famous phrase of the Talmud, Tocho ochal klipo zorak. I ate the inside of the fruit, I threw away the peeling. You have to get inside, right? The outside, the peeling, you know, it's talking no good. It's rotten, the peeling. But once you get inside,